email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 5 on 5 have on or ray@rte.ie. Now, once again, we're talking about scams and text messages and bogus phone calls and the like. And Connor Pope is on the line. How are you doing, Connor?
Hi, Ray. How are you getting on?
Good. Now, will I start at the very beginning? It's a very good place to start.
Do. Okay. And would you like to do it in a rap form, Ray?
Oh God, that was Niamh's fault. You know Niamh. She's very persuasive.
She's very persuasive.
Very
persuasive. All right.
Yes, okay. So, just about 5 o'clock yesterday, the phone, and it was a number that I didn't recognise, and I was ringing away there, didn't answer it. Then at 17:37 exactly, I got a text. Yeah. And it says, bank here, you know, I won't name it. We will send you a text shortly with details of an unusual transaction that was made using your credit card. Please reply to the text message as directed to help us keep you account safe and secure. The number you will receive the text from is, and it gives the number. Okay, so that was at 17:37. Then at 17:38, at that text number, I got it. Your bank here again. Do you recognise a transaction on your credit card ending blah, blah, blah at the name of a website for 00 euro? If you recognise the transaction, please reply by texting yes. If not, please reply by texting no. For security reasons, we have restricted the use of your card until we hear from you. So I text no, that I didn't recognise that transaction.
Yeah.
So then they say, thank you for your reply. As soon as a fraud advisor is available, we'll phone you to discuss the transaction. So please be ready for the call. Okay. So nothing happened then. And then later on, after the match, after we lost or thereabouts, I picked up my phone. So this arrived in at 9:10 last night, but I didn't see it until whatever, 9:30, 9:45. And it says, suspicious transaction was made on your account. Not you, please review. And it has a link. Now, I clicked into that link like an idiot, despite what you've told me again and again and again. I put in my user ID and then it asked for my PIN. I was about to put it in when I noticed, do you know the way you get 6 things and it says put in the first, the third and the fifth?
I do.
Yeah. So there were 5 blanks on one line and then one box underneath. I'd never seen that before. Although everything else looked exactly like what I would expect from my bank's app.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, that's odd. I've never seen that before. So I didn't, luckily, put in my PIN. I was one digit away from finishing it off and I didn't put it in. So that was that. And then again later on yesterday evening, it says, confirm your spend of €750 on Revolut with your card and there's a number. Please reply Y or N. Now, at that stage, I was getting freaked. So I made the call to my bank, held on for about 30 minutes to get somebody, finally got a guy. He went through everything and initially he thought that all of them are bogus, right? And then he got back to me and he rang me back at about 10:15, probably 10:45. And he said, no, actually, the first one was from us. That's the one about your...
0000.
Exactly. Yes. The transaction with the name of the website and that was from them. He said, but the other ones weren't. Now here's the thing, and I know you've told me over and over again and our listeners that the people who are involved in this fraud and scamming are becoming increasingly sophisticated. So I'm asking you this question, a number of questions actually, but the first one is this. So the first one was, did they, I wonder, prompt the bank to get in touch with me? So did it start before I got the initial text by somebody going, okay, we'll try and use this number, this card, and then the bank will contact them and then we will have him in a sort of a mind frame, in a frame of mind that he'll be receptive to texts. Is that how it works or is it a coincidence? Or
no, I can understand why you might think that. And like that, you know, to be honest, when I first heard the story, I was thinking that's a very strange series of events and they all must be linked because it seems like a very strange coincidence.
Yes.
That you'd get a message, a legitimate message from your bank and then 5 hours later you'd get a bogus message from somebody pretending to be your bank. And of course, because of the way your phone is set up, they'd all end up in the same thread of messages. So they'd all be linked. So, and I was thinking it seems too odd, too much of a coincidence to be an actual coincidence. But what I did, and as soon as I heard your story, I contacted your bank with your permission.
Yes.
And I said to them, listen, this has happened. Is there any way that the bogus message that you received at 10 o'clock is connected to the legitimate message you received at 5:27? And I was told literally 5 minutes before we went on air that it was a coincidence.
A coincidence.
Right. What happens is these scam artists, they send out hundreds of thousands of these kinds of messages every single day to every, like, just they just bombard phones with them, and every now and then they're going to get lucky, and every now and then they're going to send a message to somebody who has already received a message from their bank. And it doesn't matter what bank it could be. It could be PTSB, Bank of Ireland, AIB, Ulster Bank, whatever. So they were adamant that it was just a coincidence, and you kind of have to take them at face value on that. Because if it wasn't a coincidence, it means it would have meant that A, the criminals had access to your credit card,
yes,
so they knew,
yes,
to make a bogus transaction.
Yes.
And B, that they were so sophisticated that they would be able to time their fraudulent transaction and the communication with your bank and their subsequent communication at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock last night, and to have it all in sync. So they would really, like, they would have had to have been, it would have to have been a really sophisticated scam operation. So it's probably more believable that they just flood a network with these messages.
Right.
Every now and then they get lucky and they get someone who is in that frame of mind. What I will say to you is, you were literally one keystroke away from having your bank account drained. And I don't want to alarm you, but that's what would have happened. Because once you'd given them access to your bank account, they would have had overnight free rein on your bank account.
Yeah.
And they could have done all sorts of things to it, and you would have had very little by way of comeback. And then if you'd gone to your bank tomorrow morning and said, "Oh, lads, listen, my account is now empty," they would have said, "Well, did you input your details into a bogus website?" And you would have had to say, "Yes, I did." So you have very little by way of comeback or redress in that scenario. So you were incredibly lucky.
Wow.
And you were incredibly unlucky, because the very fact that you would have got a message from your bank, and then 5 hours later you get a message from a scam artist. Now, and I'm basing this on what the bank says to us, so we have,
yeah,
to take it at face value. So if they say it's a coincidence and their systems haven't been breached, well then, you know, unless we can prove otherwise, we have to say that. But the bottom line is, and the first message and the second message are very different, right? Now, the first message says, it's not asking you for anything. It's just saying, can you confirm if this transaction happened?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Yes or no?
I say no.
It's not looking for you for your, any of your details. It's
no.
not looking for your passwords.
Yeah.
It's not looking for you to or not looking at for you to follow a link. It's just asking you this question. So, but the second message, the one at 10 o'clock at night, is asking you to do something.
Yeah.
And that's the only real safeguard that we have against these scam artists, is if you are asked for a password, if you're asked to follow a link, if you're asked to do any of those kinds of things, to input your PIN number, anything like that, it's bogus.
Right.
And that's 100% true. There's no bank in the world that is going to ask you to follow a link in a text message to their site. Now, the other protection,
which you can understand, because I don't, like, you know, I do listen to you, Conor. So,
listen, I totally understand.
But you can understand that the sequence of events that happened to me yesterday evening, that you know, despite everything you'd said, I had been told about a suspicious transaction, and then a text about a suspicious transaction appears, and it tells me to click into this thing. And when I click into it, everything looks fine.
Absolutely.
Until I get to that where, you know...
And as it happens, we both have the same bank. So I know exactly what the page you're talking about looked like. And I know exactly what the six boxes look like.
Yes.
And this is the thing. And like, I would say this to any of your listeners as well. There's absolutely no blame apportioned to you in this scenario, even though you're quite savvy on these things.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I think most people would have been hoodwinked, given the chain of unfortunate events that unfolded here. Because, you know, it would have been plausible to think, okay, well, now they've communicated with me before, and now they're communicating with me again.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, and the thing to always, always, always remember,
don't
is
click on
never,
the link.
Ever click on the link.
Don't because, click on
and
the
then
link.
The, like, and the other thing that you can do is, if you click on the link, right, and if you look up in the address bar, you know where you typically type in www.bankbank.com or whatever, you know, that would have been the giveaway that it wasn't a legitimate bank site, because the web address at the top would have been bogus.
Ah, yes, yeah.
So, you know, so, but you were incredibly lucky that the sixth box
was down
a line
below.
Yes. Because the thing is, that's all you needed. That was the only trigger you needed to make you go, hang on a second.
Yeah. So, you just asked them there. They're obviously listening to us, and they cut him off when he was about to say something important. So there, don't click on the link. Don't click on the link. And there are some questions coming in about DHL. We'll try and get Conor back up to answer those very quickly. If not now, before the end of the before the end of the programme, but we'll take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now we have Connor back on the line. Connor, somebody says here, sounds too much for coincidence. We are led to believe if spyware has been installed on your computer phone that they can actually see what is happening on your phone and may have seen the bank message. Otherwise, they may have seen the bank sending you the message. Regards, Damien.
There's certainly, I'm not going to say that's not true.
Yeah. But the statement from the bank was that it's a coincidence. Okay.
That was the word they used. They said this is a coincidence.
Okay.
Now, if your phone was in some way infiltrated by somebody, that's a much more serious issue because that's somebody targeting your phone specifically to try and access your data. So, it's certainly, someone who might be concerned about certain things might want to check that out. But as I say, all we can go on right now is what the bank is saying. There's no link between the two things.
If anything about Ray's story is really important, is it can happen to anyone. How many times has Connor been on the show talking about scamming? That's Stephen in Glasnevin. And you've been the subject of an attempted scam with DHL, and there's loads of texts coming in about DHL. I've had a deluge of messages supposedly from DHL since Monday. 8 messages, all from different numbers. I ignore all, says Don.
Yeah, actually, in the last 48 hours, I've had about 6 text messages saying, your delivery is on the way, track your delivery here, follow this link. And to be honest, the first one I got, I was like, I wonder what this is. And I nearly clicked the link. And then I was like, hang on a second, I haven't got any deliveries pending. Yeah. And it's also 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. So why would they be sending me a message at 10 o'clock? And then the next, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I got one. But I know that an awful lot of people who've got in touch with me in recent days have been getting exactly the same messages. But again, the criminals are not, they're not masterminds. So the only thing that they have, the only weapon in their armory is, will you follow the link?
Yes. So don't follow the link.
If you don't follow the link ever.
Okay. I should say it every day at the beginning of the program. Good afternoon. Welcome along to the show. And remember, don't follow the link. Okay.
Yeah, Joe Duffy.
Yeah, wash your hands.
During the COVID thing. Right. He's like, don't follow the link.
Don't follow the link. Thanks, Connor. Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
be careful
bye,
out
bye,
there.
Bye.
See you. Bye.